out of the Atlantic, headed towards the Florida Peninsula. In the morning, 60s. Tomorrow afternoon's high into sunshine and breezy, mid-70s. Gusty Thursday. Chillier in the morning, 50s to low 60s. Sunshine for the afternoon, and our highs going into the middle 70s. Breezy again Friday under sunshine with a high into the upper 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Handcrafted items, paintings, pottery, wood carvings, handmade toys, furniture, cypress swings, ceramics, jewelry, and much more. Broadmoor High School Arts and Crafts Festival, Baton Rouge. Friday, November 18th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Santa will be the special guest. Inquire about becoming a vendor. Call 225-926-1420 or email jraymond@ebrschools.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's election day. And no, I'm not doing election coverage, but I will be talking a little bit about the elections today and some other things and taking some calls at 504-556-9696. Today, all you've heard about, and in the weeks and the months before this, we keep hearing that inflation is on the ballot. Gas prices is on the ballot. Unemployment's on the ballot. Inflation's on the ballot. Well, I'm asking, where's freedom? Is freedom on the ballot? Of course it's on the ballot. It just gets hidden behind all the political names and amendments and constitutional amendments and stuff like that. And it's it's there. You just don't see it. But it's kind of an analogy of how freedom really is. You don't see it. You feel it. And in this case of freedom being on the ballot, that you don't really see it on the ballot, it's there. It's on every single thing that you're voting for or voting against. Freedom's all over the ballot. It's on every amendment. It's on every campaign. It's on every political position. It's on everything that is on your ballot box or in your ballot box or on your Dominion voting machine or on your whatever voting machine or on your paper ballot or whatever it is. Freedom is all over it. But the problem is they talk about inflation. They talk about gas prices. They talk about jobs and everything else, but freedom. They make the issue the things that you can see, touch, or experience with your pocketbook. And understandably so. However, those are the least important things on the ballot. The most important thing is freedom. And while the other things are important, so don't get upset if you hear me say they're the least important, the other things, inflation, gas prices, all that other stuff that they keep hammering that this election is about, the reality is every time we elect another politician, we get more of all those things that they keep complaining about. We get more problems with inflation, more problems with gas prices, more problems with jobs, more problems with everything else, no matter who we elect. And we cheer about the red wave, but how many times can you complain about what the Republicans are doing? I mean, look at our own party, and I'm not calling the LAGOP out when I say this. people are questioning about the endorsement of Jeff Landry this early. I don't question whether they should or should not be endorsing him. I question how soon they did. Because there's other people that are getting the race that other people are already supporting that haven't had the chance to prove themselves. So, and I'm not making that a big issue today. Because when you look at what the Republican Party does in other places, everybody keeps saying they want the red wave. Then the Democrats get mad. Well, if we have a red wave, we're not going to have future elections. And you can look at all the problems that the Democrats are doing. It's on both sides. The lack of consideration for freedom is on both sides. The mistakes are on both sides. I'm Republican not because I'm 100% with what the Republican Party always does. I'm Republican because most of my values line up with most of the people that line up on the right side of the fence, which happens to be Republican. Although, I always say that there's a lot of Democrats that are actually more Republican than they are Democrat, but for whatever reason, they vote Democrat. The reason I'm bringing all this up is that everybody's cheering and focusing or cheering for the red team and focusing on the problems that the blue team has done, which I understand, right there with you. But the problem that I'm getting to is that after today, everybody loses interest. Either red team wins, everybody gets all confident and says, okay, great, we're done, we won. And then weeks, months to come, the red team makes their mistakes. And while I don't criticize, I'm not criticizing those mistakes, because they both all make mistakes. No big deal. I get it. My point is that the lack of perfection or the lack of, and not that it makes perfect, but the fact that they make mistakes and do things that I don't agree with. I mean, look at the Republican Party has done. Republican elected officials have done lots of things that we criticize that we would have criticized even more had they had a D behind their name. My point is stop cheering for the red team. Stop downing the blue team. Although I understand why, I get it, because in the last couple of years, the red team has better ideas that haven't been used, and the blue team's doing the opposite things that are causing most of the problems. But in reality, after today, a lot of people lose interest. They don't get involved. They go, yay, red team won, let's go home, all right. Red team continues to make some mistakes, doesn't vote a certain way, maybe they become the rhinos, whatever the case may be. And in the end, freedom loses or just gets put on the back burner. And they say they're going to fix things and they don't. I'm not saying just the red team, but both teams. They make the promises, they get in. And why? How do they get away with it? Because a lot of people lose interest after Election Day. All of the cheering and all of the gumption and all the motivation ends today. Now, I contend that in the days and weeks to come, where there's going to be a lot of races that aren't decided, and we're not really going to know, and there's going to be court battles and arguing and news stories, but nobody's talking about freedom. Nobody is talking about the repercussions of the bad decisions of the elected officials that win that don't get called out because everybody went home and lost their enthusiasm after Election Day. So today is only the beginning. If you're motivated today about red team, blue team, this idea, that idea, don't put it in the closet after today until the next election, and then you get all fired up about your red team or your blue team again. Stay motivated, because the only way we're going to keep elected officials, no matter whether the red team or blue team, like I said, red team gets in, sometimes they still make mistakes, sometimes the GOP makes mistakes, and we're not going to win or keep winning after today if we don't professionally hold their feet to the fire, proverbially, of course, speaking. More after the break.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
I'm Dan Lux, and I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's District 2. 85% of the country believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Violent crime, gas prices, inflation, education, and illegal immigration are all going in the wrong direction. These are issues that impact everyone. A vote for career politician Troy Carter is a vote to continue in the wrong direction. Vote Dan Lux for Congress, and together we'll move in the right direction. I'm Dan Lux, and I approve this message.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. You guys can catch me on Facebook at William Wallace for America, YouTube, which I don't produce as much stuff on YouTube anymore, Rumble, Cloud Hub is my new favorite ones, and of course, I'm on all podcast apps. Catch me there. So you're going to be motivated today. Everybody's all red, you know, oh, they, you know, picture the blood red moon. Oh, you see, it's going to be a red wave, and Read this, and great. I get it. I'm right there with you. But where I continue after that is, we've seen this. We see, oh, when the Republicans take the House or they take over, very often they don't do anything. They don't get anything done. They become placeholders just to stop the Democrats from doing anything more. The Democrats get in, they do stuff. Now, we might not like the stuff, but they do stuff. And they stick together. The Republicans do stuff to stop. But they don't do stuff. They're not more proactive. And my point is that we can cheer all we want. But we can cheer all we want. But if they're not doing anything, they're not listening to anything, then we're not holding their feet to the fire, proverbially speaking, professionally speaking, not reality. Because if this many people stayed active, it's active right now. I mean, you go on social media, and everybody's posting red wave. Everybody's talking out right now. If we kept this momentum throughout the years after elections, freedom would not only be back on the ballot, it'd be felt, it'd be seen, it would be the thing that would bind all of this together in such a way that elected officials couldn't get away with doing nothing. Now, look, don't get me wrong. Let me go off on another direction here for a second. Follow me on this. I get a little aggravated when I hear, oh, they passed this legislation. These politicians like to get up, you know, the state legislators or the, you know, I passed legislation. I did this. I did that. You really know what? I really don't want you to do anything. I really want legislators to go to D.C., get roads, bridges, and defense. Few other things here and there, maybe. I don't want bridges of nowhere. I don't want these huge spending bills with money going to every single group in the world, not just America, but in the world. All this legislation that doesn't do much of anything except waste our tax dollars and, of course, erode our freedoms. So I get it. I'm being a little bit too broad in that statement, but you get the idea. I don't want to go there and mess things up. I want to go there and manage the store, not add debt, because that's what's happening. These huge spending bills are adding debt. So get excited all you want about the red wave. But just because we're going to get a red wave doesn't mean that we're going to get a red wave of ideas and freedom. And I'm not criticizing the GOP. I'm not criticizing Republicans, because it's just something that has happened. We can complain about the mistakes of the GOP all the time on all the little things that they do that people don't like, or Republicans, or the rhinos, or whatever. But the reality is, it's up to us to stay involved with our party and our elected officials to make sure they always do the right thing that build our confidence. Real quick, on a side note, on the decision by Jeff Landry, a lot of the Republican Party is mad because they feel the decision was made too soon. The reason I'm bringing it up is because I do think it was too soon. I understand they have the reasons, and it's nothing against Jeff Landry at all whatsoever. Instead, it is because my reason for bringing it up is that I believe that it takes confidence away from people who are members of the party, the ones that wanted another candidate or are liking another candidate. It takes confidence away from them and their party. And that's my reason, not against the GOP for that, but instead because I think it could have waited to build confidence instead of taking away some confidence from people who are supporting other candidates. But it's one of those things that not enough people get involved in the party. That's why the party can do these things all over the country. It's not just the party, it's elected officials, it's a Democrat party, it's a Democratic party, it's a Democrat election, I'm sorry, Democrat politicians. Because if we put freedom on the ballot, in a box, just like when you had to elect a politician, you have to vote for them or vote for the other candidate. If you had freedom, yes or no, on the ballot, click here if you want freedom. And then when you click freedom, all the other ballots show up. It's kind of the right analogy. If you don't click freedom and you're voting off for everybody else, you're just voting for humans and people that make mistakes. You're not voting freedom. You're not voting what we really need the most. What we need more than elected officials, what we need more than the excitement of what those elected officials might do for us or our country, what we need more than that is freedom. Raw freedom. Not government-involved freedom. Not the kind of freedom that government says, oh, by the way, if you buy this permit, you can have a flag in your front yard. Or, by the way, if you pay your taxes the way we tell you to pay your taxes and the amount we tell you to pay and use the right deductions at the right time and do this, and all the while you're being watched over and feared, or being and be fearful, because we now know that our money's being watched. Deposit more than, you know, grandma gives you $600. Holy cow, the IRS might flag you for an audit. All that put in by elected officials, many of whom people cheered for years ago. Oh, wow, this red guy won. This Republican won. He's going to, and he doesn't do it, then he's a rhino. Well, guess what? You got all excited about him because you got to vote for him or you cheered him on. But had freedom been on the ballot, you might have seen it differently. You might have still voted for him, but it might have been more on your conscience to stay involved and keep these guys accountable. And I mean it in the most professional, kindest way. It doesn't have to be ugly. You don't have to write your congressman a nasty letter. You don't have to call him up and say nasty things. You don't have to make threats. You don't have to do anything negative. Just calling them up and saying, dear congressperson, I respect your position, respect you, but I would prefer if you vote this way on this. Could you keep that in mind, please? You know what? That carries more weight than threats or anything ugly or posting bad things about them on social media. You do it the right way, we're going to get more done for lots of reasons to discuss later on. But instead of talking about inflation, spending, gas prices, let's talk about freedom and accountability of ourselves to stay involved. More after the break.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in. Pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
I'm Dan Lux, and I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's District 2. 85% of the country believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Violent crime, gas prices, inflation, education, and illegal immigration are all going in the wrong direction. These are issues that impact everyone. A vote for career politician Troy Carter is a vote to continue in the wrong direction. Vote Dan Lux for Congress, and together, we'll move in the right direction. I'm Dan Lux, and I approve this message.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
I'm Dan Lux, and I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's District 2. 85% of the country believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Violent crime, gas prices, inflation, education, and illegal immigration are all going in the wrong direction. These are issues that impact everyone. A vote for career politician Troy Carter is a vote to continue in the wrong direction. Vote Dan Lux for Congress, and together, we'll move in the right direction. I'm Dan Lux, and I approve this message.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. Yes, I'm all fired up on Election Day, not because it's Election Day, not because of a red wave, although I support the red wave and would love to hope the red wave happens. And love the fact that we can stave off some bad policies from the leftist Democrat side of the fence, or even stop some of the spending. But it's the time for the next 2 years to really stay vigilant and watch. Because if more spending bills go through, then what good does the red wave do? I didn't mean to rhyme that, but I did. So stay tuned. Stay involved. Use today's motivation to stay involved. Don't go to sleep, because if you do, freedom will never be on the ballot again. People ask me about my prediction. I had a couple people say, "What's your prediction? You know, for this wave?" And I said, "Well, I'll put you this way. I don't know that election integrity issues will be any major issue at all in any of the congressional races, because you got 500 something races, so it'd be kind of difficult." I'll leave it at that. That's just kind of a summary. Not reporting on Louisiana. I'm not reporting on any state. I'm not reporting on anybody in general at all whatsoever. Because people have asked me, "Do you think there's going to be cheating?" I just my personal opinion, is in the congressional races. I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not. Hopefully not. Unlikely, I'll say. Always possible. No, I won't put it past anything. Senate races, I kind of worry about a little bit. Not just because I'm always concerned about cheating, but the Senate race, and I'm not referring to cheating. Again, congressional races, don't know that we have that problem. Hopefully we don't, because, again, there's so many races. It'd be difficult. There's too many people watching, okay? But you never know. Senate race, and I'm saying this very succinctly and simply as I can. I have a lot more thoughts on it. I have other concerns, but that's not important for this thought. So just follow me on this. On the Senate side, there's 100 senators, right? Only half of them are running for re-election because the seats are the each state seat is in opposite elections. Okay, and only 50 senators, I think, or there's only 50 spots open. And the two most contested races, or the closest ones, are in Georgia and Pennsylvania, where they've had the most election irregularity issues. Whether, whatever the reason you think it might be, you hear the news stories, that's where the biggest election irregularity issues have been in the past and in recent elections. It's just that simple. So is it easier for people that might play election integrity issues on two races instead of 500 races? Is it easier for them to focus on those two races to see which way it goes, whether it's election integrity issues, whether it's just throwing all their money at it? Whatever the case is, it's easier for them to focus on those two races because you only need one, I think it is, to keep the Senate power in the Democrats' hands. Now, yeah, the Congress can stop a lot, but the Senate's less in power. They still have some power. I get it. But that is my thought for the day. On the amendments, I did a show on this last night, a live show. The amendments, for those of you who have not voted, the polls are going to close in a couple hours. But on the amendments, I'll give you some thoughts on this. You know, you've got amendment number one, which is the one that says, do you support amendment to increase 65% of the cap on the amount of money that the state can put in the stock market? John Schroeder's for it. He's very conservative. For those of you who want to support that he's a conservative and that he supports this, that monies, certain monies, not retirement funds, but certain monies can be, or certain funds, the amount of money, or the percentage of money of certain funds can be increased to be put into the stock market. If you believe in the stock market, you're going to say yes. If you're fearful what the stock market might do, you might say no. However, it is scrutinized which funds can be put in, can have that increase in the stock market. And when you look at what funds can or cannot be, that's where the conservative issues come in, because I don't think retirement goes in there. So I think that's an important note for those of you who might not want your money increased, or the state's money increased in the stock market. You have to look at what funds are in play and realize that it's not funds that are going to affect your retirement, if that's the case. Amendment two, do you support an amendment to expand certain property tax exemptions for property for veterans with disabilities? Yes. That's an easy one. Three, do you support an amendment to allow classified civil service employees to support the election to public office, which means if somebody works for a civil service employee, works for the state, they cannot support publicly a relative who's running for office? A vote yes for this amendment would allow civil employees or state employees to work or to be able to campaign for a relative. No means they can't. There was something on this that said, a friend of mine posted that they still, even if it's a yes, they would not be able to use certain powers of their positions. However, you know, if you don't want to have any chances of anybody being able to have any influence that works for an office on an election, even if it's a relative, you might want to vote no on that one. Four is to allow local governments to waive water charges that are the result of damage to the water. Basically, if a municipality messes up the water system, they can credit you. And that's not exactly, but it gives you a good enough of a gist of it. Five is a yes. That's your assessor not being constitutionally mandated to charge a full assessment every fifth year, which is the mandate in the Constitution right now. Five allows those assessors to use their judgment whether they want to use the full assessment every fifth year or not. Six, support an amendment to limit the amount of an increase in the assessed value of residential property in Orleans Parish. Basically, if your property increases by 50%, the most they can do is 10%. If your property value increases intangible, is it tangible or intangible? The reason I bring that up is it's going to affect you more whether you live in Orleans. But do you know Orleans has a lot of exceptions under the Louisiana Constitution? There's things that in our Constitution that Orleans is exempt from, of our Constitution that other parishes have to abide by. It's a real interesting play that Orleans got on that, if you are not aware of it. That's actually a story for another day. So that amendment would affect Orleans only. Amendment number seven, support an amendment to prohibit the use of involuntary servitude, except as applies to otherwise lawful administration, criminal justice. That particular one, I don't understand it. It deals with slavery, and I thought we got rid of that a long time ago. However, the criminal justice system is allowed to use inmates for certain work things and not pay them or whatever it is. Either way, the author of this bill said he changed his mind afterwards and realized that the unintended consequences of it are not going to be what he wanted, so he's saying vote no. Amendment number eight, support an amendment to remove the requirement that homeowners who are permanently, totally disabled must annually recertify their income. You know, my concern on this is what if somebody that's disabled, or the concern that many people have along with me, is that the reason for having to always submit your pay to get that exemption is so that way if you get that boondoggle and all of a sudden you take a part, you get a job where you're making a bunch of money even though you're disabled, you shouldn't be exempt. However, I had this idea. I said, you know what? Most people are 100% disabled are not going to get a windfall. It's not going to happen. So this exemption really benefits the 99% of people of disabled who it's more of a burden for them to have to yearly prove that they're not making a lot of money. So I would say yes on this, even though that 1% or that, you know, nil to zero chance or slim to nil or slim to whatever chance that somebody's all of a sudden make a lot more money that even though they're disabled and that they should have to prove it. You know, I think this is a good thing for disabled people. I'd vote for that one. But the polls close here, what, hour, 2 hours? I'm not sure what time they close. It's but the time they close in Louisiana. I know I should know that, but I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think I know, but I'm not going to say the wrong thing. Either way, we got after the break, I'm going to bring a caller or two on here at 504-556-9696. If you've got something to say about the elections, I'll welcome your thoughts. But if it's not pertaining to the elections, I'm not going to include you on that. But get out. You got a lot of good candidates out there. School board. There's a lot of very passionate people out there. We just got done talking about freedom and liberty, being on the ballot, not being on the ballot, using that analogy. when it pertains to national elections, those congressmen, those senators, those people that, you know, are more public. They're, you know, we always think of what's going on with Congress and those famous senators and congressmen that are always on TV, but we forget about school board races, and that's where it begins. The whether you call it indoctrination, whether you call it lack of funding, whether it's grades, whether it's lack of education, whether it's children who aren't being educated properly, that's where it all starts. It sounds like common sense when I say it like that, but the problem is, the problem with common sense is it's not too common. We don't think that way enough. So our school board races are very important. If you didn't get involved in a race in the school board this election, keep it in mind for the next election because it's extremely important. We got to take a break. After the break, we're bringing our caller on here with me, William Wallace for America.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't.
Take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All my friends are searching.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. Polls close at 8 o'clock. Look that up afterwards. I should have known that. But like I said, didn't want to give a time and be wrong. So I looked it up. Did what is the best thing to do. We got a caller in. Matthew in Metairie. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. A little bit anxious about what's happening around the country, and wondering if we'll pull it out. You know, your statement about freedom not being on the ballot, I thought was kind of interesting, because that's one of the things that I've noticed about our the people who have the constitutional right to lie to us, and that's the news media, and they never seem to discuss that. It's never really part of their agenda. It's really weird. Safety. They're big into safety. Yes, yes. They want to keep us safe from something, namely ourselves. They're big into protecting us from ourselves. Okay. That's a big deal for them. You know, they don't want us to have the wrong products. They don't want us to have the wrong type of gun. They don't want us to have the wrong thoughts. They don't want us to miss out on the right products, namely the ones that are advertised by them. So, I think they control a lot of the public discourse in our country simply because of their omnipresence. And I've tried this business of not watching them or not listening to them, but I can't, you know, I have no remote control over the people in my lives. I can't tell them to stop watching them or listening to them. So they watch them and they listen to them and are influenced by them. And as a consequence of that, their votes are influenced by the those nice people on television who, you know, never, ever tell a prevarication or something other than the truth, don't you know? And if you think that they do ever say anything that's untrue, well, I guess you're a media denier or something. What are they calling us nowadays?
Right, exactly. Well, they call you election denier or whatever the case is.
Yeah,
so,
our current attorney general thinks I'm a terrorist, so there you go.
I voted
and went to the amendments fairly quick. Wasn't that hard to decide who to vote for Congress and who to vote for the Senate. And again, they're both Republicans, but they're influenced by those nice people on television. After all, if they start crusading against you, you haven't got the kind of money to buy the airtime necessary to correct what they're saying. I mean, not everybody who's running for office has a private airplane and can whistle up 10,000 people at a rally, you know, in a moment's notice.
So,
my problem with the people who are running for office is they don't talk to us either. And I was talking with your buddy Dan Lux, who I hope he does well. I hope he wins. That would be great. But one of the things I work in a multi-ethnic environment, and the ethnicity that I work mostly with is Black people. And the one thing that they have always said is that it doesn't seem like politicians ever listen to them. They'll come along every 2 years and talk at them. They never listen.
That is a problem when the elected officials don't listen to you and they don't, you know, and you try to get a hold of them and they still don't want to listen. And that's when you realize that freedom wasn't on the ballot when you voted for them, right?
No, it never is. And the reason it's not on the ballot is because those nice people on television tell us it's dangerous.
Well,
their corporate backers tell us it's expensive.
You know, on one hand, they're telling you it's dangerous, but on the other hand, oh, yeah, you got freedom. You have all the freedom in the world to change and put on whatever station you want it on because they're on every station. You know, they've got control of every station, but you can change a station. You can go buy it. You have all the freedom you want to spend your money wherever you want on their products. You have the freedom to pick a job as long as you're paying their taxes. And you can buy a house, live wherever you want.
Job.
What's that?
And it's one of their approved jobs.
Exactly. And of course, as we know, with culture and narratives and everything being blended into our culture and blended into our workforce, you kind of have to be indoctrinated if you want to be able to buy the stuff from the leaders on Prime, if you want to be able to buy your food from whoever that controls the food source. So it's, you know, again, when you say it that way, it sounds conspiratorial. And I have people say, oh, that's like, you know, you sound like one of those conspiracy theorists. Well, am I? Am I really?
Or are you just simply stating the obvious and what everybody who has eyes can see around them? No, you're a conspiracy theorist and a terrorist, too.
Right, exactly. How dare you even after you own your home, you don't own it. You got to still pay taxes on it. I mean,
exactly.
Why wouldn't you want to get back to society? You drive on the roads and the lights, right? True. But if the roads aren't being maintained, have potholes, I still have to pay for them. They don't pay for my tires when I pop a tire in a pothole. Or now it's like you go down David Drive, and look, I get it. It's a beautification project, but gee whiz, they spent a ton of money on David Drive. I mean, really? Have you seen that lately?
If they're spending a ton of money on it, it's obviously not on overtime, given the rate at which the progress is being made on David Drive. I think most people will die of old age before they ever see that project completed.
Right. And let me say this. When I say these things, I am not criticizing all or any particular politician, because I've talked to all these guys in private, on air, and I like a lot of them. I believe that many of them are doing the right thing, trying to do the right thing. But that's where I'm going to tap into something we don't have time to really go into a lot of, which is bureaucracy. You know, there you get these elected officials in. Let's just say the example we're talking about with David Drive and projects around the parish that are taking a long time. I don't necessarily blame. I really don't blame the politicians. And I think a lot of them, you know, they're cheering it on and great. I'm glad they're leading the charge in improving our roads, bridges, and everything like that. It's bureaucracy. It's the entrenched bureaucracy and the red tape that makes it take forever and makes it go. Matthew, you got 10 seconds and then I got to cut out.
Well, how much of that bureaucracy is because the news media told us without it, they would become corrupt?
There you go. Good point.
Those nice people on television.
That's right. Matthew, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Everybody else, go use your freedom to find freedom on the ballot and use that freedom to stay involved and continue reminding all the elected officials that you're watching, and be nice and be peaceful and do the right thing by using your freedom to make them defend your freedom and give you some of that freedom back instead of controlling it. More of me, William Wallace for America. Thank you so much for listening.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.